It's time for Nicole Sandler. What's news from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As you know by now, the Supreme Court on Friday issued a massive ruling, officially eliminating the constitutional right to abortion in the United States, and further said that the 1973 ruling guaranteeing that right, Roe v. Wade, is overturned, undoing nearly 50 years of precedent. Justice Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion and was joined by Justices Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. Alito writing, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Chief Justice Roberts concurred on the Dobbs decision, that's the Mississippi case, but he didn't join in overturning Roe, not that it really matters. By the end of the day on Friday, Missouri, Louisiana, Kentucky, South Dakota, Alabama, Arkansas, and Utah had all announced that abortion was now illegal in those states. Abortion clinics in Texas and Wisconsin, which still has a pre-Roe ban on the books, shut down, while clinics in Oklahoma have been closed since May. Five more states have delayed trigger laws that will automatically outlaw abortion in the coming weeks. Nine other states are considered likely to ban abortion. Outgoing Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said that although his state has banned nearly all abortions, access to contraception was, quote, not going to be touched. Well, not so fast. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote his own concurring opinion in which he argues the justices, quote, should reconsider all of this court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and Obergefell, adding that, quote, we have a duty to correct the error established in those precedents. Well, those cases that Thomas mentioned established constitutional rights to contraception, gay sex, and same-sex marriage. One has to wonder why he left out the fourth one in that grouping, Loving versus Virginia, which legalized interracial marriage. What's the matter, Clarence? The fact that you're married to a white woman, so it's personal for you? Shameful. Meanwhile, demand for abortion pills surged immediately after the decision was announced. Polling goes against the decision. 52% of voters who participated in a CBS News YouGov poll released Sunday said the Supreme Court overturning of Roe v. Wade was a step backward for the nation. Another 31% said it marked a step forward, and 17% said it was neither. Overall, 59% of the poll's participants and 67% of the women polled disapproved of the decision. 56% of the women said it would make their lives worse compared to 16% who said it would make their lives better. Many participants in Sunday's annual New York City Pride Parade linked gay rights to women's rights, saying that if the Supreme Court can toss out Roe v. Wade and end the constitutional right to abortion, it could also reverse the 2015 decision legalizing gay marriage and other key decisions, too. Global reaction to the ruling was swift. Right-wing Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro praised the decision to overturn the right to an abortion, but he was pretty much alone. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz tweeted Saturday, quote, women's rights are threatened. We must consistently defend them. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau all condemned the ruling. And Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, called the decision cruel, dark, and dangerous. President Biden on Saturday said the Supreme Court, quote, has made some terrible decisions. You think? Obviously alluding to both Friday's decision overturning Roe v. Wade and Thursday's court ruling that Americans have the right to carry handguns anywhere. And then he signed this new gun control bill, which passed the Senate with the support of 15 Republicans and all 50 Democrats. This first federal gun control bill in 30 years falls short of actually protecting lives, but it does encourage states to pass red flag laws. It does close a loophole that allowed some abusive romantic partners to purchase firearms, and it directs billions of dollars to mental health services. But if you are expecting the president to do whatever it takes to put us back on the right track, well, on Air Force One, on their way to the G7 summit, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that the president does not agree with fellow Democrats' calls to expand the Supreme Court basically shutting down the calls from many Democrats for additional seats to be added to the 9-member court. And lucky for us, she says facetiously, the court is announcing more decisions this morning. The first one, in a 6-3 ruling along those same ideological lines, the Supreme Court sided with a high school football coach in a First Amendment case about prayer. The court saying that the public school district violated the coach's free speech and free exercise rights when it barred him from praying on the field after games. Another nail in the coffin of the separation of church and state. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.